You will recall that during the month of November and December 2024, and of course January 2025, we asked our listeners to support our Visiothon campaign. We told you, our beloved listeners, that we need your support to continue being relevant, a reliable media voice which remains unwavering in bringing the truth, the gospel, the good news to you. Radio Pulpit, connecting faith to life. With me this morning on the line, Reverend Karel Verhoef, the CEO of Radio Pulpit, to give us feedback on this project. Karel, warm-hearted good morning. Welcome this morning. And for those listeners who may have tuned in for the first time this morning and don't know, can I ask you, what is Visiothon and why do we do it?
Reynon, thank you for the opportunity. Our listeners might know the word Radiothon better. That's what radio stations do all over the world, is that they have a special week or so every year in which they ask financial support from their listeners. So what we do is we took the word Radiothon and we combined it with vision, so it became Visiothon. What we're basically asking is our listeners to support our vision. Now, you've just read our vision. It's to be a reliable and relevant media voice and to inspire people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. Now, we do that twice a year, normally in May and November. So why we are giving feedback today is because I quite often get asked after a Visiothon, so how did it go? Now, our listeners must remember, a Visiothon normally takes 3 months. We did it in November last year. But our listeners are so loyal that they promise to donate. But some of them take 3 months, which is fine. I mean, they stick to their promise. So we asked them for a once-off donation to support our vision, and we asked them to walk an extra mile after they have given to their church and after they've paid all their liabilities. So that's basically where it comes from.
Wow, absolutely amazing. We honor the Lord for that. The theme for Visiothon was keeping us on air everywhere. Karel, why a theme such as that?
Why not? We did some private research last year, and we also did some research on the whole radio industry, and it showed to us that there's a significant move in listener patterns of radio listeners. There's a huge growth of listenership on online streaming. In other words, people listen to radio online. Now, we also know that AM or medium wave, on which we're currently broadcasting, is not the future. Syntec already informed us that they wish to exit the medium wave market. So we have to move to other platforms, and we have to move our listeners to the internet and to listen to us digitally. But not only on online streaming, we also want them to listen to us on our DSTV channel and our OpenView channel. They can find us on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, and why not the best is, we are launching 3 new online radio channels this year.
Wow.
One Afrikaans, one English, and one in African languages. So this is now the time to find us everywhere and to migrate to listen to us elsewhere.
Exciting things happening right here on your favorite Christian radio station. Karel, our target for this Visiothon was 2.2 million rand. With transparency in mind, can I ask you this? Did we reach our target, and how important is it for a radio station such as ourselves that we reach the target with this Visiothon? What would you say?
As you said, our target was 2.2 million rand. And I can gladly say that we reached 80% of that target. Now, that is still phenomenal. And the reason why why it is important to reach the target of 2.2 million is because we have to maintain our channels. I've just mentioned all the different platforms, and we have to maintain that and give them quality content. And also, we need to reach that target because we need to roll out 3 new channels, 3 new online channels, which are actually 3 new radio stations. So we basically need to make that target in order to fill the gaps and to make our dreams to happen, of course, for our listeners' sake.
Yeah. Well, as a Christian radio station, the saying goes, the buck stops with you. You second in charge of a Radio Pulpit, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is leading us. But, Carl, can I ask you this? Were you satisfied with the results? Are you happy with the results, seeing that we're also planning for three new radio channels, radio stations?
Yes, why not? I am over the moon. I must say, to reach 80% of your target, and it is a tough target, 2.2 million, is very good. We are so blessed. Our listeners and donors really came to the table. You know, everybody is struggling financially. Last night, the petrol price again shot into the roof. We know the electricity tariffs are just also shooting through the roof. So ministries all over the world, and especially in South Africa, are under pressure, and we know that very well. But still, our listeners rose to the occasion, and they gave us 80% of what we wanted. Now, why not, when we ask for financial support, we first ask our listeners to support their church. We are a friend of the church, an extension of the church. So after they've done that, we ask them to walk the extra mile with Radio Pulpit. And they did that. So yes, a great big thank you to everyone who contributed. There were about 3,000 people who participated in this vision. So now that is massive. We thank every small donor, every big donor, and also those who just prayed and sent us wishes of well-being. So why not? Yes, we are over the moon. Thank you.
Speaking to our CEO of Radio Pulpit, Reverend Carl Verhoef, if you've just tuned in, you will remember the months of November, December, and of course January as well. Last year, 2024, we asked your listener to support our Visioton campaign. 80% of that target reach. Carl, to those tuned in this morning listening, can they still contribute, seeing that we're aiming for new radio stations here as well? We're growing from strength to strength. Can they still contribute?
Yes, people, of course, they can contribute. Why not? They can choose. Either they want to help us to close off the November Visioton of last year, or they can start to pledge for our May Visioton that is coming up in 3 months' time. If they want to support our Visiotons, they can just send us an SMS with the word GIVE to 37871. Or they can just WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729. I'd appreciate it if you can once again repeat those two numbers after this interview. Can I just say that, of course, first prize is a debit order so that we can budget. If people can commit to a fixed debit order per month, that will be first prize, and that will help us a lot. If not, whatever you can contribute, we are over the moon.
Yeah, we are grateful, and for anything and everything that you can contribute, even those who couldn't afford and sent messages of well-being and said, listen, guys, it's going a bit tough with me, but I'm praying for you. The Lord bless you for that. Carl, thank you so much. The man at the helm of this NPO here at Radio Pulpit, the Reverend Carl Verhoef, praying God's wisdom over you. Thank you for chatting to us this morning. Perhaps just in closing, a final word from you to all our sponsors, to all our listeners, to each and everyone?
Yes. Today I want to ask them to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. That is what we want them to do, why not?
A meaningful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Reverend Carl Verhoef, bless your heart. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. If you still want to contribute, SMS the code word GIVE to 37871. That's an SMS. That's also dying out slowly but surely. Hardly anybody sends SMSs nowadays. But if you using SMS 37871, the word GIVE, or alternatively, you can WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729. And as Reverend Carl Verhoef says, well, a debit order, that would be first prize. It helps us balance the books, pay the bills, keep the lights on. Bless your heart. It's so special to walk the journey with you.